Because you know I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, more butter. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
All About That Bass by the Holderness Family.
Where'd you learn that from, Murph?
We've got some great guests here in studio. And if you want to see them, go to Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment.
And we also have Meerkat Camera 2 in here.
At Eric Reiner.
And where is the camera facing right now?
Well, right now it's on me.
Of course
but,
it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Now who's it? All right, so who do we have, Dave?
All right, I'm going to defer to Tricia because you have known this young lady for a lot of years. I won't say how many. It's up to you to make that claim. But we are excited, and we have a great producer director in the studio as well. Tricia, take it away.
You know, it's amazing how our life paths and our friends can just kind of like intertwine at multiple points of our lives. But this is Arlene Newman Van Asperen, and
that sounds like Advil. Van Asperen. Well, do you get the people joke about that?
Hey. Yes, but it's actually Von Asperen.
Oh, Asperen. That's much better. Asperen.
But I'd only use that when I'm with my husband.
Oh, really?
Because that, she inherited that.
We
name.
Do want to hear
or
these
married
details.
Married into it.
Okay.
Yeah, because.
Oh,
because
so you're the Newman, he's a Van Asperen.
Yeah, I knew her as Arlene Newman.
Oh, got it.
And I've never met Van Asperen.
What's his first name?
William.
William Van Asperen.
And
he's on line one
that.
Now.
I actually should have known that, though, because, you know, he's like a fine wine connoisseur.
He's a fine wine?
He is a fine wine.
Now, she knows that, but how do you know that?
No, he deals in
I'm
fine
I'm creating
wine.
Controversy, aren't I?
She can wine very well, let me tell you.
And probably learned it from you. No, just kidding.
Yes, okay. That is one of my strong suits, definitely. But here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Arlene was in a movie called 10 Minutes. It's a short. It just won the Audience Award and Best Picture at Women's in Film's Girls Movie Night Out.
That is awesome.
Ladies Night Out.
And you said
out.
I was slow.
Film Festival. I didn't look at my notes because I don't want to put on my granny glasses because I'm embarrassed that she's so much more gorgeous than I am.
Oh, stop.
Of course, she's younger.
Well, you
than
were
I
Mrs. Well. Hawaii.
Yes. Yes. A long time ago.
Not that long ago, what, 2005?
Yep, 10 years ago.
That's not so bad, right?
That's a
and she still fits in the same dress.
And we didn't introduce Steve
gorgeous.
Yet.
No, and Steve Wargo's here.
Steve.
Yes, yes.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, Steve, you have to
Steve
see
Steve Wargo.
Oh, do the camera thing? Okay. Hi.
Board member for APA.
Absolutely.
And a lot of credits.
Which is the Arizona Film.
Arizona Production Association.
That's it. Excuse
that is the organization in Arizona where all the seasoned veterans work.
Nicely said.
There's we've had a lot of film schools. There's a lot of people in the production world, but this is the guys and gals that have been in for a long time in the long run, and we've all got a tremendous history.
That is great, and it's a credit. It's excellent to have an organization like this in Arizona to promote more film. I think it's a great place to produce and to generate more activity in the film industry.
But we have fantastic weather.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. Unlike Hawaii, I was there for the first time 2 months ago. Boy, it was humid, though, I got to tell you.
It can be.
Yeah, but it's pretty.
Especially when you do hot yoga. It's very hot.
Well, actually we felt, we went to a baby shower. Uh-huh.
I was doing
at
hot
the
yoga.
Beach at the beach park, but I will tell you, it was right when the hurricanes were headed
there
towards us.
There were two of them headed our
way. So it was still, there were no trade winds, and it was, all the locals were just like perspiring like crazy saying, it's never like this. And I'm like, I know, I lived there for 4 years and it was never like that. But it was horrible for poor Dave.
Yeah, I just got out of to elaborate more on the hot yoga. Once I got out of bed, it felt like hot yoga.
Like
just
hot
moving
yoga.
Out of bed was hot yoga. So
speaking of which, Bikram's hot yoga.
So how did you feel when you got the Best Actress award?
Well, it wasn't actually Best.
It was the Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Well, first of all, was it 2 nights ago? Just watching all the shorts and all the talent that was here in Arizona blew me away. I'm sure they had a hard time deciding who was just even going to be in the film festival. And to work with such a talented the women were amazing. Our film alone had 16 women working on it, from producers to our DP to executive producers. So, and it was, our script was actually written by Catherine Hardin, who is in the military, and while we were filming was actually in Afghanistan. So she actually couldn't even come to set. So
that's difficult.
It was and our stars are Ken Falcon from Selma. He did Men in Black. He's amazing actor. He's on the Tyler Perry Show, for better or worse. Glenn Plummer, who we all know from Speed 1 and 2. A lot of people remember South Central. Amazing actor. And then, of course, having Lou Gossett Jr. make a cameo was just, it was over the top. So we had so much powerful, incredibly talented actors in this that it was really fun on set. It was really fun just to be in their aura, in the it was amazing. I felt very honored to just be there.
Well, being part of an award-winning short like that is got to be just one of your highlights of your career.
Well, I got to tell you, for me personally, our film also showed in the Cannes Film Festival in May. But I think winning here was the biggest highlight of all. I got to tell you, it was ecstatic. First of all, I was surprised because the talented actors in the local films that were here were really good. And ours is about a serial killer. So it's kind of intense. It's not your feel-good type of movie. Very intense, on the edge of your seat film. But to win here and to get the audience award for me is just... That's the best award you could get. Judges can have favorite ones, but to get the audience award.
Yeah, that's true. I would agree. We've seen that at the Phoenix Film Festival.
Definitely. And that one is, you know that it is, I don't want to use the
real
term. It's real and it's pure.
Honest.
And it's honest. Yeah. Because like you said, I mean, as you're going from film to film as a viewer.
Right.
And you're scoring that film.
Right.
You don't know which one's going to... It's just whoever scores... The majority of the audience scores you the highest.
And the critics look... The judges look at it a little differently than I think the audience. And,
right.
And sometimes they can get a little too technical and miss the whole essence of the film, I think.
Right.
I think we've seen that.
I think that would have been a huge challenge, too, to have... you said it's
28 minutes.
28 minutes long.
Right.
To have an intense film about a serial killer in that short of amount of time, and to be able to have it be complete and feel complete. That's amazing. So props to the writer and everybody else.
It had a lot of very, very intense dialogue, and that is something that Glenn Plummer can deliver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when I brought him on board on my movie, he and Tricia Mann, when they did their last scene, the entire cast and crew... Okay. So the entire cast and crew stood up and gave them a standing ovation.
Oh, wow.
On our set. I've never seen that in my entire history.
That is very cool. Now
that project is Poison Sky.
It is.
All right.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we need to.
Poison Sky is about chemtrails. I call it a movie based on a true theory. There's a lot of back and forth, a lot of people saying that somebody's crazy for believing such a thing. Do you remember Agent Orange?
Yeah.
Well, Agent Orange was supposed to be just a defoliant. We'll just spray it on some trees, and we'll be able to see our opponents in the Vietnam War. That's where it all started. And they sprayed it on our guys, thinking it was totally harmless. And they went through years and years and years of denial, the government did, on that it hurt anybody. Well, they were also talking a lot about what they sprayed in the sky to make a little layer between the sun and the earth, because the earth was warming up. It's been warming up for a long time. Yeah, we had the ice age. We've been warming up ever since. So what's the cause of that? Well, we have the sun, probably.
We have
a molten core. So over years, the earth, of course, is going to probably get a little bit warmer. Then we had Al Gore come out with his movie Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah.
And he swore that the ice caps would be gone by now and everything, which is crazy. The ice caps are bigger than they've been in measured history. And so that's kind of a reverse. But what we discovered, I started this movie as a mockumentary. Somebody called me and said, hey, you better listen to Coast tonight. And Art Bell's talking about chemtrails, how we're all dying.
I thought, when I worked nights and was driving home, I loved listening to Art
Bell. This is the craziest crap I ever heard. So I started this movie as a mockumentary to make fun of those fools who, with the tinfoil hats and all their just lunacy. But the more I looked into it, I started looking at NASA pictures. But pictures, to tell the truth, are from NASA. They're not some wacko that did something in Photoshop. These are pictures from NASA that show planes with ports out the side with something spraying out of them. What is that? There's an awful lot of people out there say it's all from the engines and it's condensation. That's not true. We have government photographs. Now, the government used to talk about they were doing things and to protect us. The day that they had to admit Agent Orange killed people was the day they stopped talking about what they were spraying.
Oh.
So that threw a big red flag up for everybody on, whoa, what's this? Mm-hmm. So I've kind of carried on that investigation a little bit. My movie does not get really, really heavy into it. But what we talk about in the movie is several people. There's a guy named Michael J. Murphy. He did a film called Why in the World Are They Spraying? It's available free on YouTube. Why in the World Are They Spraying? He's now doing What in the World Are They Spraying? He and I, 2 months ago, went up into the sky above Burbank to snag some chemtrails, and I learned some incredible things. The pilot has this chart on an iPad that comes from the government. I'm not sure where. But it shows you all the clouds and shows you all the airplanes. We were over at Edwards Air Force Base, and he told me that the chemtrails will sink. They'll lose altitude. And they're all marked on the iPad. I mean, that's the way it comes across. It's broadcast that way. And you can watch some of the clouds sink, two of them.
Wow.
Or two of the air streams, the jet streams.
You know, we're going to – first of all, we're out of time. However, when does this movie come out? When will it be finished?
I'm shooting for Groundhog's Day 2016.
All right. Perfect.
February 2nd.
All right, so that's great. And then we'll have you on again.
And I think we need to have you on to discuss this more because, you know, it's funny because Dave, that's one of the things that he's like, you know,
what have you heard
about this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then to have, like I said, lives intertwining. Amazing.
We've got some great actors. We have Kevin Sorbo, Glenn Plummer.
Oh, excellent.
Arlene plays two parts.
All right, there we go. Two parts.
You go, girl. Yeah.
I got to pay her twice as much money.
She probably had two attorneys. No, I'm kidding. Managers.
You get to charge your rent when she comes to Arizona, right?
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate.
Don't up my rent.
We appreciate you both coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll have you both on actually, mm-hmm. and this is exciting. A lot of good stuff coming on for you guys, and we'll keep our listeners up to date. Arlene Newman Van Asperon. Did I say it right? And, of course, Steve Awargo. Thank you so much. And we'll stay in contact. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you.
10 minutes and Poison Sky. Woo!
Excellent. And, of course, in a moment, we're going to have sailors in our mouth.
What?
Well,
no?
Speak for yourself.
Okay, Gravy Boat. Of course, this is Sailors in Your Mouth by The National from Bob's Burgers. And we've got Chef Eric's famous heavenly mashed potatoes and gravy.
And
that's not sailors, that's clouds in your mouth. As long as it's not chemtrails, I'm okay.
Right.
Yes. And we'll be right back.
What Thanksgiving's all about.